WeCycle is the first small town bike share program in North America. So this summer was going to be one about learning and starting to set the precedent and pioneer a system in a community of our size. And it's been exciting. It's exceeded expectations in so many ways. And the patterns and habits that have developed on behalf of our users have really been a testament to how bike sharing has become an integral part of our community and is a means of connecting so many of the various assets and attributes of what make this community unique. And WeCycle is a transit system, and so it is a connector. It brings people to and from places. We're hearing that from our users.
And so how do you know how you did? Did you guys gather some numbers?
What's really encouraging for us is that about 44% of our riders are season pass holders. So these are locals, our commuters. Our visitor base is looking to be about 56% of our ridership. And this is exactly what WeCycle was hoping, is that our program is for our community, for various demographics, and is a transit system. And what we're finding is that our season pass holders are not riding for more than 11 minutes, which speaks to the flexibility, the convenience, and also the intent of the system, which is a transit system. And so that we're finding, I'm running late, I need to get somewhere quickly, you pull out your key, you hop there on a WeCycle. Whereas our day pass holders, the ridership time is a little bit longer, but it's looking like that's around 25 minutes.
How do you know, considering this is a new program, the first in a small town, how do you know if what you're seeing is successful?
What we're finding is that our daily ridership is on par with mid-sized cities such as San Antonio, Fort Worth, Chattanooga, Boulder. And so we'll be able to understand more as we look back on the season. But for the most part, we're really pleased with our ridership and that the bikes are being used at different times throughout the day. They're being used early in the morning, midday, afternoon, and also very late at night when bus service shuts down.
You mentioned that small towns are inquiring pretty frequently about this. There's sort of an atmosphere of curiosity. Do you get the feeling that we could see more systems in small towns in the future?
Without a doubt, bike sharing is an emerging industry. This year, the fleet size in North America doubled. We were part of that wave of enthusiasm. New York launched, Aspen, Columbus, Chicago, San Francisco. Next year, Seattle and Portland are some of the large cities that are slated to come on board. And the fleet size of the bikes is projected to double next year as well. But I also see more small communities coming on, and that hopefully looking to us as an example that you do need a certain amount of density and you need a certain amount of residents and to be able to keep the system vital. And that's one thing we've continued, we'll look forward to optimizing and continuing next year, is making sure that we have stations at the critical locations such that they can be used for what our users are asking for.
Do you have any solid changes in mind for next season?
Well, there are a couple locations that have been heavily requested in terms of that would allow individuals to become more avid cyclists or maybe begin to WeCycle because it makes more sense for them. And so we'll be looking at some of those locations, looking for feedback and recommendations as to where we, the community, would recommend putting stations if we were to consider new ones.
All right. Mirta, thanks.
Thank you so much, Marcy.